This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky joins us with Hordes Dairyman Managing Editor Corey Geiger, who looks at what's happening to dairy farmers across the country. Lee?
Corey, your March 25th issue reported the reality of what's happening on dairy farms across the U.S. and says there were over 2,700 dairy farms that called it quits in 2018. How does that number compare with previous years?
The tracking of permits or license to sell milk dates back to 1992, and that's the largest total lease since 2001 when 7.3% left the business. So last year's total for 2018 was 6.8%. And if you really read the tea leaves here for the coming year, that number, that percentage will probably regretfully be about the same total. I'm citing percentages because obviously in 1992, the first time that permit data was tabulated by the American Farm Bureau and Hordes Dairyman, there were 131,500 farms. And today, across the country, there's 37,468. So we've seen a lot of change over time.
That's a big drop.
It is.
And of course, that is also comparing a lot of dairies that, you know, had 10 cows were considered a dairy farm many years ago, correct?
Yes, and herd size has changed quite a bit over that time, obviously. When these numbers were first tabulated, and it really went talking to each state and seeing how many permits there were, and that obviously is for the milk inspection process. In 1992, when that data was tabulated on the 131,500 farms, the average herd size was 74 cows. Fast track to 2018, the average herd size is 251 cows per farm. So we've grown from 74 to 251. And the important thing in that data, we have the same number of cows as we did in 92 as we do today.
Quite amazing that dairy farmers got too efficient almost for their own good.
One could say that, yes.
California remains the number one milk producer, Wisconsin right behind, correct?
That is correct. And two of them together are almost producing a third of the U.S. milk supply. California has obviously fewer but larger farms. This past year they had 1,335. Wisconsin has the most dairy farms in the country, 8,500, so quite a big number, even though some farms are calling it quits.
Corey Geiger, managing editor of Hordes Dairyman magazine in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
The latest Census of Agriculture report will be released by USDA NASS this Thursday. And if you're someone who can't wait to get that data or just need some idle time, there is enough to keep you busy, according to Amanda Dawson from USDA NASS.
On the website now, there is a link to our pre-census data release video series that gives data users a glimpse at the history of the census, how the data is used, and what's new. The enhanced product will feature census data from 1997 until 2017. This is extremely important because it allows data users to view trends of census data series very easily.
She says the changes were made with public feedback, including military service and decision-making on the farm. More details at nass.usda.gov/agcensus.
On April 12th, the day after data release, NASS will host a live Ask the Census Experts stat chat on Twitter at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and everyone is invited to ask your questions about the data.
To find that on Twitter, you can go to #StatChat. Stay with the station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.